Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Oh, that felt good to say. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Spiritually Fit, the show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Grateful that we could spend a little time together today. You know, each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. And we call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply 7 daily practices can help anyone who's looking to transform their life. And for those who are new to the show, this is a journey we're taking together. And we've had, you know, in the last couple episodes, we've had some guests on the show. But today it's just going to be you and I, and we're going to have a little fun today. We're going to talk about, in today's show, we're going to talk about finding your truth, sharing your truth, and speaking your truth. But before we do that, I thought it'd be nice to kind of just set the place for some sacred space and do some spiritual exercises together. So for the next 60 seconds, right now, if you can, is close your eyes and be still. Now, if you're driving, I understand that's not going to be possible. But if you're at a place where you can, just close your eyes and be still. If you're walking, maybe just take a seat on a bench, or you could actually stand and do this exercise while walking, actually. So close your eyes, be still, and be grateful for whatever comes naturally to you. For example, you may say, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful for my family. And we're all going to do that for the next 60 seconds. And I have my brother here, Nate, who's going to start the timer. So I'm going to count us down from a 3, 2, 1, and then just do that for the next 60 seconds. I am grateful for blank. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, great. So hopefully you were able to kind of establish what you're grateful for, and you could just, you know, they could just keep going and going and going. And sometimes it may be just one or two things you're grateful for that just makes you just sit and meditate on that. And for myself, I was rattling off all the people in my life and everything that's going on in my life. Okay, so now we're going to have a little bit more of a challenge here today. Now, same exercise. This is a prayer exercise. And for the next 60 seconds, we're each going to close our eyes and pray for anyone who maybe has hurt you or betrayed you. And here's an example of a prayer I say. And then I'm going to share that with you, and feel free to use that or use your own. And then as we pray for this person, we want to hold that space of forgiveness. Okay? So here's a prayer I use a lot. I love the love of God in my soul. And I love the love of God in blank soul. So whoever that person would be. And then it finishes, I am well, I am happy, I have peace within, and I pray the same for blank, whoever that person is. So I will say that one more time. I love the love of God in my soul, and I love the love of God in blank soul. I am well, I am happy, I have peace within, and I pray the same for blank. Okay, so we're going to do this for 60 seconds. Nate's going to start the timer, and I will count us down. 3, 2, 1. Great. Great. So open your eyes. And now the last exercise we're going to do to create sacred space for both of us is we're just going to do a minute meditation. And again, what I'd like you to do is if you're at a place where you can just shut your eyes and be still, that would be great. You can sit or stand is fine. And we're going to take deep breaths in and out of our nose with our mouth shut. And any thoughts that come by, just let them pass. This is a minute, and just really focus on your breath for 1 minute, okay? And, and then we'll get rolling with our show. So, Nate, if you can, I'm going to count us down. 3, 2, 1. Okay, slowly open your eyes and welcome back. And you can see, you know, we spent 3 minutes together in silence, you know, two of them prayer and meditating. You can see it. And maybe for some of you, it seemed quite so long, especially when you're tuning into a radio show. But, you know, that's kind of part of the I'd say the philosophy of spiritual fitness is we need to do these types of exercises throughout the day that really can kind of just help us slow down. So again, I want to thank you for doing that with me. I feel refreshed and ready to go. And we're going to have a little fun on a show on a subject that's, you know, ultimately, I think when you go down this path of discovering who you are and spiritually is part of that is finding your truth. And I'm going to play a clip here in just a short while, really in about let's just play the clip now and then we'll go from there. Here we go.
Which brings me to this. What I know for sure is that speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we all have.
So for those who may know that person, that was Oprah Winfrey speaking at the Golden Globes. And I was moved by, I didn't actually see it live. I heard about it. And, but that line really moved me. And we're going to, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about speaking your truth. But before you really could speak your truth, you need to find your truth. And ultimately, it's finding your truth, it's speaking your truth, and then living that truth. And the reason I was touched is I lived in Chicago really from, I think it was like 93 to 2004, five or six. So I was there quite some time. And I worked downtown. And, you know, Oprah is obviously a national figure, but, you know, such a big figure in Chicago. But I would work out this gym at East Bank Club. And I would see Oprah there once in a while, you know, doing her workouts and what have you. And, you know, it was always very comforting to see just how normal person Oprah is. And, you know, so when I saw this line with her and, you know, spirituality is my passion, you know, it took her a while to get to that place. It took her a while to get to that place. And I know that she's a figure, a national figure, and she's just someone great to use. But really, Oprah, you know, myself, Oprah, yourself, we all go through this path. And so a lot of her work, let's say, her inner work came through a lot of her outer work. And to make that statement, I, you know, and look forward to the opportunity of one day having a conversation with Oprah on this, but, you know, her real work is really beginning now. And I think, you know, she's finding her, she's found her truth, speaking her truth. And she did that through a lot of being an entrepreneur and acting and really doing great things in the world. So that's what we're going to talk about. What are the things that may be prohibiting us from that? How do we go about doing that? And what does that really ultimately mean? So, if you looked at the palm of your hand, you know, if you just looked at the palm of your hand and in the middle of your palm represents your core, who you are, you know, it's really, that is you, right? And then all the fingers represent maybe roles we play, you know, so it could be, in my case, father, entrepreneur, today, a radio show host, you know, and you can go on and on and on. You can go more than those five fingers, where I work, what I do, and all this. And those are all pieces of you. Those are all pieces of you, but it doesn't really represent your truth and who you are at the core. And we all have life experiences that help shape this. And it's usually the struggles. Some are major struggles. Some last longer than more. And the obstacles in our life that help define us and our victories that prepare us to get to that place, to get to that place. I want to use an example of a friend that I know who's going down this path of self-discovery and doing a lot of work. And when I say a lot of work, that is the inner work. You know, when you think of work, I go to work, I do this, I get a paycheck or whatever you do. The real work we're talking about on this show and what we're trying to communicate is the work on oneself, because you're always working 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, you're working. As long as your awareness is, you're always working on yourself. And then you really don't give too much power to the job. You just know that I can work on myself within the job, why I don't like it and why this is happening or why that's happening, why this bothers me, and really not blame anybody else, but look at yourself. So back to this individual, friend of mine. She was, and these are her words, you know, I feel like I'm not putting up boundaries. People roll over me. I'm such a nice person. I'm such a giving person. I'm a people pleaser. And she kind of gave me just this little example of this person that basically I would say maybe just, you know, triggered it. And she was kind of at first angry at that person or resentful. But as we talked about it, we're like, wow, because life is a mirror. And it just kind of struck a chord. But what it did, it brought up on the unresolved issues, because it wasn't really with this person. It's just, it's happened a lot of times, and she's really just had enough, and which was good for her. She's coming up with this awareness. So she went back to this person in a very professional manner, and this was in the work environment and really established ground, and there was no big deal. The person was fine. And that's because this person is working on himself and finding their truth. And so we're working on ourselves. And so that could be a challenging place, like say the workplace. A lot of us go to work each and every day, and maybe we feel uncomfortable speaking a certain truth or something that's bothering us, or playing politics, not to rock the boat. And a lot of that's fine and that's okay. But if you're leaving that day feeling like I should have sent something or this is bothering me, and you're carrying that and you're putting, let's say, blame maybe is the word, or unnecessary blame on a colleague or something and not doing maybe anything about it, that's when you have to really look within. And then the bigger aha is when you could start being grateful for a lot of these people that are kind of like stirring your pot, so to speak, because life, again, is a mirror. And, you know, that's why I thought the second prayer we did today is very powerful, because we are all connected. And as you go down this path, when you realize you're all connected, it's really the people that stir your pot, enemies, or I don't like to use the word enemies, but you could say enemies or what have you, are really challenging you to do the work. So your truth. So again, how can we find that truth? Well, we need to do practices. You know, we need to get to a place where we can be still, where we can actually look within, where we could listen to our intuition, and at the end of the day, make ourselves a priority. And so we talked about, you know, doing a prayer practice on the first show. Last week, we talked about nutrition. And so this is a good time to just talk about how do you get there. And one of the ways was writing. And writing, not like, oh, I'm writing a book, I'm writing a blog, I'm writing something that's going to be turned in. It doesn't have to be professional. This is what I call letter rip. And just to take out a piece of paper, it doesn't even have to be a journal. You know, you can, you know, this is just to get out a piece of paper and just write anything that just comes to you, things that are bothering you, things that you love, just, and you just go, you don't think, and you write and you write and you write and you write. And then you look back and you see some self-discoveries with that. And I think, I could tell you, you know, I know one of the things that helped me is always when I was going through obstacles in my business and my business partners, I would write. I would just write. I would write, you know, I had two other partners. You know, this one's frustrating because they do that. This one's frustrating because they do that. Now, at the time, I didn't know this was a spiritual practice, but what it did was help me realize I have to take responsibility in this. And then once I'm shifting my energy, and again, I didn't have these words back then, but if I shift and shift my outlook and be of one of positivity, I really do have the power to shift things. And why give my power to someone else? And so that could be an exercise, you know, you can do tonight or one evening is if you're having issues at work or you have issues with people at work, write it out. Write why don't you like this, what's going on with the situation or with the person or what have you, and then just kind of div it. What you like about your work, what you don't like about your work, okay? So again, this show is about spirituality. I hope to connect with people that really want to work on themselves. And so, you know, that's what we're trying to bring out to mainstream in a way. And I can tell you a lot of people, and you'll come across this, are just not doing the work. And that's fine, and that's okay. And there's no problems or issues. But what you do is when you find out you start doing the work, you will come connected with other people that are doing the work. And you will come connected with opportunities that are in alignment with where you're going. This is not easy work, but it is the most rewarding work you'll do throughout your lifetime. Because when you get to a place, and only you can get to that place, and you can have a lot of resources and people to get you there. But when you get to that place of finding your truth, that's one. Then speaking your truth, and then living your truth. That's when you start talking about, wow, I'm coming into a place of freedom. I'm coming into a place of peace. I'm coming to a place of loving myself and loving others. And I am proud of who I am and what I'm doing and where I'm going and the people that are good friends and value who I am will be the ones in my life. And it doesn't matter to me what people think because I don't judge. I don't judge. I love all because I'm connected to all. See, when you find your truth, you speak your truth, you live your truth, you kind of know that, wow, you feel a sense of responsibility in the world. And you don't have to be Oprah Winfrey to have a big, 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 big impact on the world. How you make a big impact on the world is you being you, being your true you. And yes, we may have to go into darkness. Yes, we have to clean up some stuff. We all do. We all do. And so the couple prayers that we did, the meditation we did today, use that. Use it in your own words. Use it in your how it works for you. And I would say this week is an exercise is to get out that piece of paper and just write. And just write. Write what's going on in your life. Write what's going on in your mind. Write what's going not your way. Write what's going your way. And if you're really getting into it, you really keep it up, you may start seeing a common theme. And we all have to make the change, folks. We all have to make the change. And part of making that change for me is, again, I am so grateful to be on the air because I'm still finding my truth. I'm still working on speaking my truth, and I'm still working on living my truth. But I can tell you, you know, the spiritual fitness practices that are in place have helped me, have kept me grounded, but have really connected with myself and God and others. And for those of you that are new to the show or have never heard me before, more about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. And please, if anyone wants to connect with me and talk about their journey or questions that they have, please reach out to me at chris@chrisforte.com. I would love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey because we all need help. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. I look forward to catching up next week. And until next week, live brave.